It's really nice what Roger and Elsie have been doing, spreading us down at the university, see? Because, as you probably heard, a lot of psychologists are starting to hear. Not just listen, but hear. And we're all starting to realize what wisdom is. True wisdom. Wisdom is a spiritual reality. It's not of the world you know now. It's truly a world that lies within. And this is where wisdom comes. When the spiritual facts that are inside become known and they start to manifest into form to guide you through life and to show you with the utmost simplicity how to see life, how to live, how to manage your affairs, how to realize your true identity, the spiritual identity that lies within, that connects you to the oneness and the allness of all things. This is what wisdom is. If you find one little bit of wisdom, instead of going to workshops and seminars for all different kinds of problems and trying to figure out the mess, find one fact, one spiritual fact. This is wisdom. And all the answers will come to clear not just one problem, but all your problems. Because what wisdom does, it raises your level of consciousness, which is stepping into a higher reality of life. And with each step, you go higher and higher towards the truest, purest answer that you seek. And that is to realize the oneness of all things. To realize the secret to life. The secret to all things. And when you find it, you realize it is simplicity. It's called wisdom. And this is why when wisdom is spoken, it creates quite a controversy. Because the mind can't understand it, because it's a spiritual fact. And for you to get this wisdom, you must hear from within yourself. The spiritual side of you must hear it. Then you'll find this wisdom. And this is the one, this is the thing called wisdom that you're seeking. So if you understand it from the mind, you don't understand it. You only think you understand it. But if you're beyond the words become secondary. Because you've got the answer. You've found wisdom. Wisdom. I'm going to keep saying it all night. It's a magic word, wisdom. Wisdom has nothing to do with age. People think when you grow old, you grow wise. Not so. Sometimes when you grow old, you grow stupid. It's contrary to the belief. Wisdom. I know 10-year-old children on this island that are wiser than many, many people roving the world today. Because those children have found wisdom. They've found the simplicity of life. They've found something within themselves, a spiritual reality. This is what everybody in the world seeks, is a spiritual reality that lies within. And the beauty is, it can be told via words. You can be led to it via words. But then again, it's only you can go beyond the word and find it. But think how beautiful it is. There's nothing to do. All you have to do is listen. Listen to this wisdom that you're seeking. Don't get caught up with rituals and beliefs. Look now, because now is the only time it exists. Now the answer can come out. It will not, I promise you, if you ever see it, it will not come from any book that you're reading, or any tape you're hearing, or anything you've been told from the past. It will not come in from that direction. It'll come from within you. And when it comes from within you, then you'll understand what they were talking about. But by this time, your belief will have changed into a fact. Your reality will change because you're going up. You're going up levels of consciousness to another reality. It really is true. It really is true. If you haven't evolved enough in conscious state, you will never see truth. Because of different realities. One is inside, one is outside. One is the illusion, one is the true reality of life. The true reality. And the true reality is what you call the spiritual side of life. It lies within. Very simple. People scream at us and say we're too simple. We're too positive, too cocksure. You can't be. It's impossible. You can't be too sure of these things. Because the more sure you are, the more you're getting what you're looking for. Because the second you start to realize wisdom, you realize it is not you. Wisdom does not belong to you, nor does it belong to me. It belongs to the allness of all things. It belongs to the energy of all things. You've got to break through the barrier of thought to find what you're looking for. And what you're looking for is what you truly are. And all you are is a cosmic thought manifest in a form to play the game of life. If your wisdom leads you to this fact, then you're free. And your children will become free. And never again will you be mentally sick. Never again will you be mentally lost. Your stress will fall. And with it, the sicknesses that the stress creates. Because you'll start to see the illusion of life. You'll start to see that it really is thought that creates your insecurity. The illusionary thing called thought creates an illusionary thing called insecurity. And we use it to make ourselves sick because we've lost the right use of the mind. And now what we have to do is to find the right use of the mind. That's righteousness. The same thing. The right use of the mind. Then you will find the beauty and the love and the understanding that you've ever, ever, ever imagined possible. Because it will start to become a spiritual reality. And there's no end to this spiritual reality. And this is the beauty too, is when you start to realize you really know nothing. All the wise men from the past would tell you they knew nothing. That's what their wisdom would tell them. They'd be wise enough to know that they knew nothing. Wisdom's a guide. In essence, you could break it down and you can say, every time you get a glimmer of wisdom, you're allowing the allness of all things guide you. Wisdom is the thing that takes your ego and cleans it. It cleans your mind. It cleans the ego. It shows you the worthlessness of this ego, the stupidity of the ego being an image of self-importance. Wisdom shows you the pitfalls of the ego, where it causes desire, stress, envy, jealousy, hate, war, so on, so forth. Mankind goes the wrong way. He tries to prove his ego. And he gets deeper and deeper into the mess. This is why the world is as it is today. Because the mind is lost. The mind of mankind has lost its spiritual identity. It doesn't know what it is. And if it doesn't know what it is and it's caught up in its ego, it's just totally insanity. And to go back to this, there is only one way, and there's always only been one way, and that's to turn around and look inside, and look at the spiritual reality that lies within. And it's really nice. You just have to, they were telling stories now, that's the way. Just tell them these silly little stories, hoping that you'll hear it. You'll identify with it. That's what you've got to do, is identify yourself with it. It's like stepping forward and saying, yeah, right, me. I see me. When wisdom is adopted, this is when psychology and psychiatry will be the most powerful two medical things in the universe. Most powerful guides in the universe. It doesn't take many. Already there's quite a few psychologists and psychiatrists really starting to hear. And their wisdom is going to start healing people and guiding others. So it's got to spread. It's really got to spread. What's happening on this island without a doubt is way out of our hands. Way, way, way out of our hands. And we go all around cocky saying, I know something. Ta-da. No. Nobody wants to be ordinary. Wisdom makes you ordinary. And if anybody had said to me a long time ago, be ordinary, oh, never. Like, I've got to be different somehow. And this is part of your struggle in life, trying to be different. If you can honestly see what I'm talking about and become ordinary, here is where all your freedom is. And the strange thing is, the second you really become ordinary, you'll get whatever you wanted before. Whatever you wanted to try and be unordinary, you'll get it. Because you will appear as different. But you have no choice in it because you're just ordinary. This is why people come onto this island and say there's something different with you people. What's going on? Or they walk into your room and they see people different. But we still fall into the same trap and we still want to look a bit more different, eh? But that's the freedom. You've thrown the ego away, yeah? And you think, well, if I throw the ego away, I'll be nothing. That's not so. Because it's a fallacy, you can't throw the ego away. You can't, it's impossible because it's part of you. You can only see how it works. And when you see how it works, then you can temporarily throw it away. Until somebody appears again. But the next time it appears, you're a bit wiser because you've found wisdom. So you know how to handle it. And what you do is you laugh at it. And you see it playing its little game. Then all of a sudden you see everybody in the world playing the very same game. In different disguises. But the disguise doesn't matter. Because wisdom sees through the disguise. Because wisdom sees before the disguise is created. It just sees the game. So you can say everybody, then you can talk. Everybody included, then you talk. And it's not generalizing. It's just an absolute fact. It's so simple a fact, it's not worth calling generalization. Generalization is when you make a statement to the outside world. We're not talking about the outside world as we know it. We're talking about the inside world before the manifestation of the fact. That's wisdom. What you hear right now is me talking about the outside, but I'm not. I'm talking about the inside. It's your heads that are turning it into the outside. And that's where it's lost. It's lost in the illusion. The illusion is the outside. That's why you can't think it. You can't figure it out. Because it's non-existent. It's a spiritual reality. And a spiritual reality can't possibly be explained. Because it's nothing. It's an experience. It's an experience that changes it from the mind to beyond the mind to the world within that shows you what wisdom really is and shows you how to clear your life. And at the same time, it gives you the understanding to see other people, whatever they're doing, is okay too. Because they're lost. And you're not. And when you become unlost, then you can afford to go to the lost and guide them out because you won't get lost again. You know the way. It's like walking into a maze. You find out the way. People are lost in the maze, eh? And if you go into that maze, you're going to get lost too. So what you do is you rise above the maze. Then you just look down and you say, they're all in it. But now I can see it. So you point. And you say, go to the left, go to the right. And as sure as fate, they'll say, why did you say right? And they'll say, I'm not going right, I'm going left. And they get lost again. And all they have to do is listen. But it's hard for the mind to listen because we have what is called an ego, which in reality is the only thing that's stopping you seeing what you really are and what you really do and what you really creates your problems and what really creates all the problems of the universe. So, back to the ego. But if you try and figure the ego out, you'll never make it because it's the ego that's trying to figure it out. It'll never turn against itself, you see. So once again, you must surpass the mind. You must surpass the ego. But if you ever go to any kind of place to try and find yourself, and the people are trying to prove their ego, walk out. If there's anger, walk out. If there's any kind of hostility, walk out. If they start talking about the past and what created the problems, walk out. That's my advice. And if somebody comes out and says you're too positive, walk out. It's really amazing how we don't hear ourselves, eh? We honestly don't hear ourselves, eh? Like, can you imagine somebody writing a book on happiness and saying you're too positive, I don't like you? Obviously, they don't hear themselves, eh? And this is what became extraordinarily apparent to everybody on the weekend, that you can't talk to a deaf man. You can't. You're just as well to walk away. Huh? You know the old saying, throwing pearls to swine, eh? No, there's another one, just something similar, and it's, don't waste your time talking to a blithering idiot. That's it. Because they won't hear you. They really won't. They'll just get angry, and they'll want to fight, they won't hear you. And there's no harm in that, because it's just perfect where they are. Everybody is perfectly where they are right now. The level of consciousness is what they've developed from the beginning of time, and that's what they're entitled to, and that's what they want. They don't want to change. Like, very few people in the world want to change. Yeah? But once a thing like this happens, then the people that want to change will start it, eh? And they'll change so much that the rest of the world will have to have a look. And this is what will change psychology and psychiatry and who knows what. You have no idea how much it pleased me last weekend to see the results of what Elsie and Roger did. It was really just incredible. It'll create quite a disturbance. And that's what truth does. It has to. Otherwise, it's not truth. If you want a trip, just go and go along with the trend of thought, what's there today, or within the same pattern of life as it is today. See, every time wisdom comes into the universe, eh, true wisdom, it raises the level of consciousness and it changes the pattern. And when it changes the pattern of mankind's thoughts, it disturbs, because the people that are not ready don't want to change their pattern. They don't want to go to that other reality. And that's why wisdom and intelligence are always against each other. Until the wisdom is found, then the wisdom will accept the intelligence, because the wisdom is the intelligence. But the intelligence doesn't know what wisdom is, because intelligence by itself from the mind, is nothing but beliefs and concepts and ideas. You can go one way, but you can't go the other. You must go inside from where they're both created. Eh? But if you go outside, you're out on the created. And this created doesn't know what it is. It doesn't know what created it. So to find out what created it, you must go inside, find his wisdom, and you'll find out what the creator of life really is. And when you find what the creator of life really is, then you find life. Then you're free. It changes your life completely. It's the beginning of you having a stable life, a happy life, one free from the sickness and stress of the world as we know it today. Is he ready?